This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon, and we welcome all you listeners, wherever you may be, out in your car, listening on the radio, or at home, or on a computer. We just welcome you, and so we're honored to be here with you. Don and I co-pastor a church here in Stuart we have for 23-plus years now. And God gave us the name way back, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, out of Revelation 19:10. What an incredible name, because the Word of God is so much of it. It's prophetic. It is so, it's amazing. So we want to release that to the listeners that are listening here today to receive the prophetic Word. And as you put that into your life, well, your life will be changed, and we know that. And so it's an incredible Word. It's for us and for our benefit. And there's so much in it that God can show us. We know this book I have before me, the King James Bible, it's the written Logos Word that God gave man to write down for us, and it's accurate. And then we have a Rhema Word, a living Word that comes off the pages of this book. And that's what we've got to live by. And Don and I, we live our life according to this book. This is our instructions. This is our teaching, everything we need to know to walk a holy life with the Lord and to be success with Him, not so much with the world, but with Him, to accomplish what He wants us to do in our life. And so here we are. We've been on the radio here for 19-plus years, and we're honored to be here on WCNO Radio. So we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. And God called us to start this church 23-plus years ago, and so we're continuing on to do what God's called us to do. And so as we do that and apply the Word of God to our lives, we will be successful. So we just give the devil a black eye. He has no part in us whatsoever. We run him off and tell him, "You can hit the road. You came to the wrong place." And so we thank you for that, Father God. So we just have to keep him out of our lives completely. We know if we give him an inch, we talk about this a lot. If you give him an inch, he wants to turn it into a rule. He wants to rule you. And so we praise God that the Word of God is the foundation that we have to stand on. That's that rock that Yeshua talked about in the Gospels as well, about when the storms of life come. And if you're on that rock, which is Him and the Word of God, when the storms come, when it's all over, you'll still be standing. But if you're on sinking sand, it says over there, and that storm comes, well, you'll be destroyed. And see, God doesn't want that. He wants us to be strong in the things of the Lord. And the only way we can be strong in the things of the Lord is to know this holy Word that He gave us. He's preserved this all these years that we might know the truth of who He is, His plans for us and for the world, and we walk into the fullness of all that as we do. We know that we'll be blessed beyond measure. And so we praise the Lord for this time to be with you today on the radio. Don and I, it's an honor to be here with you, and it is a pleasure. We're raising the standard in the body of Christ. That's what we need in such a great dimension. Even the morals of the church are just coming down right and left. And so we want to be morally right. And I always think about what Paul wrote in the book of Hebrews. He says, unless we seek holiness. And what does that mean? It means separated to God and obeying His word. We will never see the face of God. And then the Apostle John wrote in his first epistle that he wrote about, he says, the commandments of God are not grievous. They're not grievous because we love God and we want to obey them. And I think about this little book I got in my hands, really not that big, the Holy Bible. but it's a complete instruction, teaching, and understanding of how God wants us to live, talk, and do His work in the world. It's all in this book for you and I. And so we're going to release this today. We're going to talk about the Word of God a little bit today because we're coming up on this 16th Annual Bible Marathon. And I'm going to let Donna talk about that here in a moment. But we got to realize how important and how precious the Word of God is. And, you know, I think about when you read the New Testament, we see the word truth all over. And I'm going to, one of the Psalms I'm going to read here with you today has got the word truth in it. And when we see the word truth, to me, when I read the word truth, it just means to me the Word of God. That's the truth. It's not relative. It is the truth. There's no other truth except what's in this book. It doesn't matter what man thinks, their philosophy, their understanding of something else. No, this is the truth. All we got to do is put this in our heart. As we do and obey it, we'll walk with God. We'll be blessed in our coming in, our going out, and all those wonderful things. And we will truly be the head and not the tail, because we will not cower to what everybody else is doing. We are in this world, but we're not part of it. The Bible makes that quite clear. We're in this world, but we're not part of it. Our kingdom is not of this world. The kingdom is in us, we know, because it came without observation, Jesus told us. But one day it's going to be the real thing. We're going to see it with our eyes. Everything will be in place. All the beauty, all the wonderful things He's got planned for that thousand-year reign when it comes. And so we look forward to that. And so we have to be in a place to honor God's Word, obey His Word. He's got so much in it for us to know and understand. And we have all the historical things that's happened in the Bible. And then also there's a prophetic word that comes off of all of those. And so He's wonderful. He's such an incredible God. He gives us all the good, and He also tells us and shows us all the bad things that certain people did that we want to stay away from. So He gives us the complete truth, not a partial truth. It's complete truth from beginning to end. This book, from beginning to end. And so we just honor the Lord here this morning. We hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour as we talk about the Word of God, the holiness of it, and how important it is in our lives. And so I'm going to take a moment here and turn this over to my precious wife, Donna. She's sitting across the desk from me. And we got this event coming up, and we'll let her tell you all about it. So we hope you stay tuned in for the whole hour. We're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1 in the afternoon. And so we hope you can stay tuned in. If you'd like to get a copy of what we're going to talk about today, we'll give you a CD or a tape, whatever you want. All we ask for is a love offering. Made out to the ministry name, which is Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, and you mail the check to Post Office Box 413. That's in Stuart, Florida, and the zip is 34995, and we'll be glad to get it out to you. Hallelujah. The Word of God, honey, is so precious. So tell them what we got coming up. And
amen.
And we'll hope they all get excited about it and they want to come down and sign up and read the Bible again this year. The 16th year we're doing this. Hallelujah. Go ahead, honey.
Awesome. Praise God. I just think about the scripture we have for the proclamation about reading His Word.
Mm-hmm.
And we're facing Jerusalem, mm-hmm. reading God's holy Word. And the Bible says, you know, that Word's not going to return void. And God says His name, His Word above His name.
That's right.
I mean, that's in, what's in that Psalm?
I got it.
Is it 130-something?
It's 138, verse 2.
It says,
His name, listen, I'll just read the verse. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. Here's our word, truth.
Truth.
This is the word. For thou hast magnified what thy word above all the other. All the name, I should say. Now think about it. The word is, that's what John talked about Yeshua. He is the word. This is His word. So it tells you that God honors what?
His word.
His word and Yeshua above His own name.
His own name. Whoa. And you know, I have a book here. There's a lot of names in the Bible that are God's names.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are a lot of them. And so he magnifies His word above all the names.
That's right.
That's called, you know, Jehovah
all His Rabbah, names.
Jehovah Nissi. There's so many, you know. And above His name, His word.
His word.
Without His word, we're lost.
We would be lost.
Without His word, we'd be lost.
That's right. We wouldn't know which way to go. What was right and what was wrong.
I want to mention first is I want to mention that this weekend, we have Shabbat on Friday. We have Shabbat on Friday, every Friday night at 7 p.m. And then today, right now, so if you want to come down right now, we're praying. We're praying from 12 o'clock until 6 o'clock tonight. So we're praying for families, for the election.
Right.
We're praying for a lot of things. So if you want to, you could be fasting, and you can fast and pray at home if you can't make it and you're listening to us. We all need to be praying and for God to move in this nation, in our country. And so today we are praying at from 12 o'clock noon until 6 o'clock tonight. So come and join us if you're close by or you're around. Or if not, you know, we just need to all be interceding and praying all the time. It says to pray without ceasing, but we certainly need to be praying for those people who still have not made a decision and who are going to be going to the voting polls on Tuesday to vote or before that. And so it's very important. This is a very important year. It's a very important election. So do that. And then, of course, on the first day of the week, Sunday, we come together and we worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And that would be on Sunday at 10 a.m.
Amen.
So come and join us sometime. We'd love to have you come visit. But next week, we won't be having any church at the church building. We are already having the Bible Marathon, the 16th annual Bible reading marathon here.
So we'll all be down there, won't we?
In Martin County. It's going to be outside. It's going to be in Memorial Park at the Band Shell. It's right there
on
Ocean Boulevard and Georgia Street. It's right there on the corner. So we're facing Israel. And we'll start reading Friday. That's on the Veterans Day, November the 11th. We actually will be in the parade. We have a float in the parade. So we'll be in the parade, and that's at 10 o'clock, and then there'll be a service at the Memorial, Veterans Memorial in the park, Memorial Park, and that will be right after that. And then we will start praying and reading the Word of God at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And we will read the Word from cover to cover. What people do is they sign up. Many people have read in the past. A lot of them know the routine, but so maybe you don't know the routine and you haven't ever heard about it. So what people do is they sign up to read for 15 minutes, and everything is blocked off. There's a schedule and a board, and I write your name on the board, and so you read those 15 minutes. Can't guarantee what you'll read, because sometimes we may not be right on schedule. We may be a little bit ahead. We may be a little bit behind.
Some fast readers and some slow readers, don't we?
It depends on how fast and the readers are, or how slow they might be. So come, call, and you can get your name on the board, and you can come and read during that time. So we'll be reading. We'll start reading at 2 o'clock on Friday, November the 11th, and we will continuous reading. 24/7 around the clock until Tuesday morning. We should finish sometime Tuesday morning. I'm not sure exactly what time. We're scheduled to finish Tuesday morning. I'm sure we'll be finished by noon.
Yeah.
Yes. So if you want to come, if you're a night person, you want to come at 2 in the morning, that's great. 4 in the morning, that's great. But I just signed somebody up that's going to come at 5:30 in the morning until 7. That's awesome, because those times are harder to fill than the daytime. So whatever you can do, can you give God 15 minutes?
Or more.
It's awesome. Or more.
Yeah, more time.
Or share it. Share this with your church. I can't get to every church. I can't get a flyer to every church or an email to every single church. I'm sure I would miss several. So, you're listening. Tell your church. Tell your pastor. Give me a call. I'll send you an email. I'll send you information. So I'll send you a text information about it. But give us a call. I'm going to give you the phone number a couple times throughout the program, and so that you can sign up, or you can, tell your friends about it, to come and give God 15 minutes. Come and read. It's a marathon. A marathon is something you don't stop. So, one person reads, another one's sitting waiting in the chair next to them, and they read, and then there's another one sitting there next to them, and they read. So we're going right. We don't stop. We don't pause. We continuous reading. 15 minutes, 15 minutes, 15 minutes, 15 minutes until we read the entire Bible.
Keep passing the baton, don't
Bible.
Like a relay. Yeah.
It takes 90 hours
of continuous reading.
To read the whole Bible.
Right.
You think about it, that's really not a lot of time. So we really don't have an excuse for not reading our Bible through once a year, do we?
Nope.
No. So this is an awesome thing. It's the 16th year, and we do have proclamations from the county and from the city. About this being Bible Reading Week. So Bible
Thank you,
Reading
Lord.
Week. Get people involved in reading the Bible and tell people about it. It's an awesome thing. Even if you don't want to read, you feel like you can't, you don't want to read, you just want to listen, come and listen. People are touched. People are changed.
That's right.
You'll meet people in the park. Maybe somebody you could pray for there. You know, God has appointments for
That's
us.
That's right.
So,
divine
appointments. You know, God wakes you up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you hear Bible marathon and you feel something. Don't just quench it. Maybe the Lord's saying, hey, get up, get dressed, go down there. Somebody needs help, you know, or maybe there's somebody there that needs prayer.
That's
just
right.
Be obedient to what God has called each of us to do. So we need a lot of help. We need those who will be stay on the ground for a few hours and man the place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we've done, we have a schedule for different people to work and to come for maybe 3 hours, 6 hours, whatever you can give
to
help out to the Lord for this
labor of love.
For this labor of love, God's word.
That's right.
Do you love His word? Do you love His word?
Amen.
Well, the phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. And I'll repeat that. Area code 772-285-7007. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say hello to all of you out there who listen all the time. If you'd like to send a financial blessing for the Bible Marathon,
yes,
amen. You can give us a call and we'll give you an address that you can send something to the church if you'd like to do that. Some of you know are probably in your car listening, but you can also listen to this again if you missed part of it. You can listen to it on the internet. Just go to WCNO.com and go to the program guide on Saturday and look for Pastor Gene and Donna Hilton, Raising the Standard at 12 o'clock noon. And you can listen to this broadcast again. Amen? Praise God. So what we've done, Pastor Gene, is we're reading the Torah portions again.
That's right. We're starting over, aren't we?
So that means that we're starting and we're reading it all over again. So it's important to read God's Word. He says, and we shouldn't just pick and choose. We need to read the whole Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you talk about prophecy, Pastor Gene, and you talk about end times, and we're in the year 5777.
Yep.
That's three sevens. The seven is the letter Zayin. It's the seventh letter in the Hebrew alphabet. And the Lord gave me, you know, there's power in seven. It's a number of completion. And there's so much in it. And the number seven has, if you look at the letter seven, it has crowns on the top. Well, you know, it means that we are in that year of a crowning. Well, what are we crowning? Let's hope that we're lifting up the name of Jesus and crowning the Lord Jesus. Because He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But, you know, there are people that were crowned as kings in the Bible. And I think of, you know, King David. I can think of different people.
King Solomon.
King Solomon.
Yeah.
And I think about the kingly anointing. So this is a year for kingly anointing. So whoever is going to be president, and I pray that Donald Trump, J. Trump, will be president of the United States of America. And I hope some of you just didn't switch me off. But, you know, he's going for... Listen, he's been with colonels. He's been with many, 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 many pastors. He's got wisdom. I believe he has the Cyrus anointing. I believe that God has called him for such a time as this.
Yeah.
And I believe that there's many prophetic words that have gone out. And, you know, he's the man of the hour. He's the man for the year. So, and I believe he has the stamina and the wisdom and the strength to be able to hold up this office, and I believe he's surrounding himself with people who will help him and who will speak into his life, and he'll listen. You know, he'll listen. I believe there's wise counselors. Doesn't the Bible talk about having wise counselors? I believe he's already surrounding himself with wise counselors. You know, and of course he's a man who has sinned, but haven't we all sinned?
Yeah.
Well, just go read David's. Just go read David.
That's
go read
right.
Psalm 51. Go read when David repented.
So he being
David sinned.
Right.
He killed somebody.
Right.
He had committed adultery. He did a lot of things that were wrong. Well, so have we. A lot of people done things that are wrong. Maybe you haven't committed adultery. Maybe you have. But if you've asked Jesus to come into your heart, you know, that's behind us. We're going forward.
We're a new creature.
That's right. And Donald Trump is going forward. He's born again. And so I pray that
Christian.
If you haven't voted, that you do vote, because it's important. And you do vote for the right person, which I believe is Donald Trump, because he's the one who believes that he does not believe in abortion. He's going to make changes. Maybe we'll see prayer back in school.
Hallelujah.
And the Ten Commandments back on the walls. They were there when I was going to school.
Yeah.
They prayed every morning over the PA system when I went to elementary school. So why can't that happen again? Why can't we take back the things the enemy has stolen? Right. We sing that song a lot in our church. Take it back.
Take it back.
Take it back.
Take it back.
We yeah. want to take back the things that the enemy has stolen. And he believes in godly principles. The other person does not believe in godly principles.
It's obvious.
And wants to totally bring this country into the New World Order.
And all the abominations that are put in place.
And all the things and all the abominations and all the things that are that God says that we will be judged for. So we want to have the blessings of the Lord. So I would say, you know, if you've already voted and you voted for what I'd say the wrong person because, you know, you didn't know, there's been a lot of people out there confused. There's a lot of confusion going on in the world today, in America today, about who to vote for. Why you like this and why you like that one. We're not voting for personalities. We're voting for standards, godly standards, you know, and we're not, we shouldn't be looking at a person's personality. We should be looking at what they're standing for and what they believe in. But with the kingly anointing, you're going to have a king that's going to be, you're going to have somebody. I'm not saying he's going to be king, but I'm saying there's a kingly anointing where he would know how to do the right thing, make the right decisions, to rule
right.
and reign, you know. Praise the Lord. According to God's word.
That's right.
So we need to pray for this man. We need to pray for him. We need to pray for his family. And we need to pray, and if you've already voted, fine, pray that, you know, the right thing will happen here for us, because we need to be, we need to get back on the right track, the right train, and we're on the wrong train right now. We're going the wrong way, and we're going into destruction. We want to get where we're going to have the peace of God. Also, that number 7 means peace, it means rest. So it means warfare. Mm-hmm. That Zion is a picture of a sword, mm-hmm. a sword with the crowns on its head. And we have three. Three is a very strong number because it's a multiplication of a number. And so it's, you know, it represents wisdom. It represents holiness. It represents, you know, the completion
gimbal.
Of God. Mm-hmm. Right. It's the Zion is this. It's like a. It's almost like the Vav, which is the one for man, but with the crown on his head. See, God wants to put someone in the right place. I would say crown them
at the right time.
At the right time,
yeah.
And do the right thing.
That's right.
So we need to. So we're going to be praying today. We're praying right now. Just come down and come to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries right there on Cantor Highway and Monterey. We're in the Monterey Plaza, right in the Board of Realtors Auditorium. And right next to Save-A-Lot Food Store, just walk on in. Come on in. And we're praying today. Amen?
Sure. But, you know, I think about Trump, honey. You know, a lot of well-respected leaders in the church
uh-huh.
have been around him a lot. And they believe that he's made a confession to the Lord, accepted Christ in his life.
Yeah.
And so that means he's a new creature in Christ Jesus. And it's a sad thing is most people can't remember that somebody can change, and only God can change us. And so they always want to go back to the past, the things he did 20 years ago, or the things he did 15 years ago, or the things that came out of his mouth. Haven't we all had things come out of our mouth that we shouldn't have said?
And doesn't the enemy want to bring up your past?
That's right.
Even
all the
to
time.
Us personally, the
sure.
enemy wants to bring up our past to,
that's right.
to discourage us,
that's right.
to keep us from not moving on to where God wants us to go.
That's
see,
right.
we don't want to return. We don't want to go backwards. And we don't want to stay still. We don't want to just stand still in one spot. We need to advance. We need to go forward in the things that God's called us to do.
That's right.
And so this Bible marathon, you know, it's something to continue to go forward and to continue to read God's word. Just like with the Torah portions, you know, the Torah is just, it's the first 5 books of the Bible. Nobody knows that. It's the first 5 books. And
nobody knows that, right?
I don't know if anybody, if nobody knows that.
Well, they know now.
Well, at one time I didn't know that. So the Torah doesn't mean the whole Bible. It's not the entire Bible. It's just the first five books. It's the books that Moses wrote, amen?
The rest of it is called the Tanakh. All
right.
of it together, yeah.
And so the Jewish people read the Torah portions every year. And so we read them as well. And we always, you don't get tired of reading them because you always learn more. God always shows us more.
And the key thing, thinking about him, like him being born again, remember, the word commands us that we must forgive.
That's right.
And so
why
would we beat up somebody about something in their past? And you're listening to the radio, probably know this in your own life, that when you came to the Lord, some of your friends or somebody just could not comprehend that you could have possibly changed. Well, you didn't change on your own. The Lord came into your life and changed your life. And so what do?
That's right.
They spend all their time talking about the used to be's, used to be this. Well, no, there, it's a new day, it's a new hour. It says, well,
old things passed
all
away.
Passed away, and you start all over again. So why can't we do that if we're believers in Christ? We've got to learn how to do that. And I believe with all my heart, people are going to really be surprised what's going to happen with Donald Trump over the next few years, whether he becomes president or not, the things he's going to do, because he's got a heart that's different now. And he's not doing this because he's trying to make a big name for himself.
Or make money.
He don't need the money. He loves this country. He wants to see our country to be great again like it's supposed to be. And we've drifted off of that path. And so just keep him in prayer and we'll see what happens. You know, Tuesday's coming around fast.
He's seen a lot of people. He's met a lot of people. He's been a lot of places. And, you know, when people touch your heart, you change.
That's right.
And so I think he's seen a lot of things that are bad.
Around the country.
And he sees where there needs to be so much improvement. And he's a man of action.
That's right.
He's a man of action to get something done.
Amen.
You know, and I had a word about a week, 2 weeks ago. I said, you know, He's gonna go into some of these cities. No matter what happens, he's gonna go into. We're gonna see change. We're gonna see change in
some
Chicago.
Of the ghettos and the bad areas.
Some of these places that are really have bad
right.
things happen.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna see. He's gonna make a difference.
That's right.
And because you know he's done everything that he probably all these buildings and the things he's done. But he wants to touch people. He wants to improve people's lives. He wants to improve things. Water. What about just the water some people have to drink?
That's right.
You know, and the things that so many people are suffering from in some of these cities. So we're blessed to be right here in Martin County, and we're blessed to be in Florida. You know, it's not like living in Chicago or Detroit or some of these other places that are in devastation. You know, so we're blessed. So, but he's gonna do a great work.
But we need somebody in the White House that cares about America first.
And our safety.
Right, and our safety. That has to be first. And then we do the other things.
And, you know, so many things that are on the ballot, you know, protection for our safety. And,
that's right.
And watching. And being it's almost like, you know, he's a watchman.
That's
we
right.
all need to be a watchman.
Yeah.
But this year, Hebrew year 5777, is a very powerful year. You're going to hear a lot about it. A lot of things are going to be happening this year, and they're going to be happening quickly.
Sure.
So we have this Zayin. It's a picture of a sword. So we have, it's 777. It's three swords working together. Just like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit work together, right?
Yep.
Well, we, the church, needs to work together.
Sure.
So
do.
When we have this Bible marathon, what's happening? The church is coming together
to read
from
the word.
All different churches,
that's
all
right.
different denominations, but they all believe that Jesus, they believe in God.
I hope so.
They believe in God.
He's a Savior.
They believe in Yeshua. And maybe they're Jewish. Maybe they don't yet believe in Yeshua, but they know about Yeshua. But maybe they love his Torah. They love his word.
That's
they're
right.
going to join in. We have Jewish rabbi going to join in. People are going to join in with this Bible marathon because what are we doing? We're working together. We're going to be out there in Memorial Park at the band shell. We're facing Israel, and it's a walkway that goes at an angle right down from like to the corner,
mm-hmm.
two streets. And, you know, we didn't know we were going to be facing Jerusalem. We did it the first year. But we had a prophetic word about that. And so here we are, and we're going on government property. We'll have the Ten Commandments. We'll have the cross. And we'll have the Star of David. Wow. And we're going to have the Torah.
And we're going to blow
Friday
shofars.
Night, and we're going to blow shofars. And if people wants to bring a shofar, please do bring a shofar. If you don't have a shofar, you have a horn. You know, your voice box is a shofar. We are a trumpet. We're a trumpet. This is a year of trumpets. So, that's so many trumpets. And we got a man by the name of Trump
that's right.
going to be running for our president. So this is a trumpet year, you know, not just because of a man named Trump, but because God is using he's using people to be a trumpet for
yeah.
him,
that's
for
right.
the Lord. So, you know, here we are on this government property. Here we have, Pastor Gene, how many places? Some places in this country, you can't do what we're going to do.
That's
some
right.
places, they won't let you put up a Christmas tree. They won't let you put up a manger scene. They won't let you sing Christmas songs in schools. Look at all the stuff that they want to stop.
Sure.
Yet, we are so blessed because God exalts his word above
his name.
I
right.
just read that. And we're there on government property. Reading God's holy word, facing Jerusalem, God's word will not return void. The Bible says that. And we have the Ten Commandments. We have the cross. We have a Star of David. We have the Torah. We're going to be doing Shabbat on Friday night at 6 o'clock. What a blessing.
That's right.
See, the blessings of God will overtake you. And
when we do
not
his
just
way.
Us, but everybody, when we do things his way,
that's right.
We will find favor in our
that's
community.
Right.
We'll find favor in wherever we're at because we are seeking God first. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he says, and all these things will be added unto you. And that's in Matthew, in the book of Matthew.
633.
So this is what's happening starting November the 11th. So keep that in prayer. If you can come, it would be wonderful. So the phone number again is to call, to sign up for 15 minutes to read, is area code 772-285-7007. That's 285-7007. See, that's what we all are, 007 agents for the Lord.
That's right. And we're not going to be hit either, are we?
And we're not going to be hit,
that's
no.
Right.
And we are. And this is also a year of war. Mm-hmm. See, that seven is a sword. It's a sword. So we have
right.
three swords. That's three sevens, three swords right there that are all crowned. And we are working together. We're
right.
combined together. And then five is the number of grace. So we have this grace to all come together to work, mm-hmm. to do the work of the Lord. See, these swords, I see them, they're spinning. You know, mm-hmm. it's like God's word cuts. Two-edged sword cuts. And that's what we're going to be doing. We're declaring God's word. This is a year of declaration, you know. So God is doing good things.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
But you think about all the cities around, you know, that they all have their own little, what would it call it? Municipalities. You know, they all have their little mm-hmm. little governor, whatever, little towns around, or cities.
We have townships.
A lot of townships. Well, very few would allow what we're doing to be done. I talked to a man here a year or so ago who lives in Palm Beach. He said they would never allow this in Palm Beach County. Well, we've got the favor of the Lord here. We're going to trust him for that. And we've been doing this for 16 years. And I'll tell you, we may not know everything, but I'll tell you, God has really blessed this Martin County area because of the prayers that's went out and also reading the Word of God. And so it's bound to do something. I think about when the Jews came back from captivity in the Bible over Nehemiah, you know, the first thing they did, they all gathered together. Can you imagine hundreds and hundreds of people came
to hear the Word?
To hear the Word. And they stood up at daybreak and Nehemiah and Ezra opened up the Torah, the Word of God, and they read it from daybreak until noon, and they stood on their feet all that time.
Their babies and children.
With their babies and children, everything was there, and it happened to be on Rosh Hashanah too, trumpets.
But you know,
as well.
To think it can't happen in some other city, that's an ungodly belief.
Right.
Because it can.
Sure.
If you seek God first, and you do things according, and you get the prophetic, see, the whole Bible marathon came from a prophetic word. You get the prophetic word of the Lord, and you initiate it, you start it, you do it, you get the
that's
ball
right.
rolling,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then God takes over. God takes over, but he's looking for people of faith that will step out and do what he says. So if you say, well, all this, like that man said, this will never happen in Palm Beach. Well, see, that was an ungodly belief because with all things, anything can happen with God
yeah.
because God will open the door for it to happen. We started a Bible marathon in Venice, Florida. They are starting, they'll be on their fifth Bible marathon. We're on our 16th. There's a Bible marathon at the Capitol,
in Tallahassee.
And there are other places that have had Bible marathons
right.
in Florida. So, but our vision would be that every single county would have a
would
Bible
have
marathon.
Sometime during the year. Yeah.
Would be wonderful.
That's right.
So we're going to be reading all the Word of God. And we need help, so give us a call, 285-7007, to come and read
I was just thinking what she was talking about, all the counties in America where they've taken the rotunda out of the Capitol building. They won't have the Ten Commandments posted even. That's how bad it is. So we have to pray. Stand up for
Take
God's word.
Back.
Take it back. This is his word if you don't want to hear him. Well, let's talk about the word a little bit more.
Well, maybe when Donald Trump is president, the first thing he'll put in the Oval Office will be the Ten Commandments.
That would be good. Yeah, that would be good.
Hey, you know.
Hey. Behold, hey.
Yeah, the word, when you say hey, that's a letter.
Yeah.
That's a Hebrew letter, which means behold. How many times in the Bible does God say the word behold?
Yeah. Let's look at a little few things about the Word of God here. Donna opened up and read a verse in Psalm 138. So let's go over there to start with. And I'm going to start in verse 1. I think we'll just read this whole Psalm at 138. And it's only got 8 verses. So let's do this. It says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. That's what we got to do. Before the gods. This is small g. All the pagan gods will I sing praise unto thee, unto what? The God of this universe, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name, for thy loving kindness. Now, this is a Psalm of David, okay? And for thy truth, we talked about that a little bit ago. The truth is his word.
So here we have his loving kindness that we can do this, and we have his truth, which is what we're going to be reading.
That's right, his word. For thou hast magnified, here we go, thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answeredest me and strengthenest me and with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth, his word. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Hear that? Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies,
Amen.
And thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Hear that? Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Now, this verse caught me this morning when I read this.
Number 7 is a perfect number, Pastor.
That's right. This caught me, this verse 8, where it says, your mercy endureth forever. Two chapters before this, in Psalm 136, we have all these verses, and they all end with, for his mercy endureth forever. I counted all these. There's 26 times this was mentioned, okay? And the other interesting thing is Psalm 136 has 26 verses in it. Well, what is 26? Is God's number.
With
gematria. That's his number.
Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh.
His number 26. Is 20. So his imprint is on this to tell us how
That's
important
right.
his word
his
is.
His word.
Now, the other place I thought about, we mentioned this, is over in Isaiah chapter 55, if you want to go there with me, if you're at home. And we're going to talk about some things here a little bit. Chapter 55 of Isaiah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. 55.
I'm going to start in verse 6 and read a few verses here. Isaiah speaks here by the Spirit of God. Seek ye the Lord, that means you all, the Lord, while he may be found. Mm-hmm. Call ye upon him while he is near. Mm-hmm. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Mm-hmm. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. I thought about Trump today. Donald Trump, when I read that verse right there, he's forsaken a lot of things he's done in the past, but the news media won't let it go. They want to keep bringing it up.
No, because of what the next verse says.
That's right.
Because God says, for my thoughts, God's thoughts,
That's
are
right.
not your thoughts. They're not our thoughts, our opinions. Our thoughts and our opinions are just nothing, garbage.
That's right.
Amen.
They don't count.
Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. See, God has a plan.
Sure does.
God has a plan. And you know, God doesn't just automatically make things happen. Snap, snap, snap. He's not a magic God. No, he's not magic. But you know, because of what? See, Donald could have given up all the things that people have come against him, and all the things he could, and all the places he's gone, putting in meetings, what, 3 and 4 meetings a day. You know, he could have worn himself to ragged, but see, he hasn't given up. He's continuing.
Right.
He's doing what he feels he's being led to do by the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so, what is God doing? He's going to exalt him. He's going to exalt him because he is doing what is right. He's doing what the Torah would tell us to do.
That's right. Hallelujah. Now, Donald just read verse 8. We know God's thoughts are higher than ours. And then verse 9 says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways.
That's right.
And my thoughts than your thoughts.
That's right.
For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth, and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Now, this is the next verse is key. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. Hear that? It'll never return void. It'll accomplish something, that's for sure. But it shall what? Accomplish that which I please. Not what anybody else pleases, but what he pleases. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto what I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. So this is looking forward to the kingdom of God. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. So this is incredible. So this is an incredible word right here in Isaiah 55:11. I'm going to read it again. So shall, it says, my word, not what man thinks, my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It came out of God's mouth. It shall not return unto me void. Never going to return void.
That's right.
But it shall, what does void mean? Empty, weak, useless. It's going to, but it's not going to do that. It shall accomplish that which I please. I like, see, it's singular, talking I, God, which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I, hear this, I sent it. But think about it. You and I that are born again, we're part of Yeshua also, and His word is in us, so we can send His word out the same way and know it's not going to return void, don't
we? And that's what we'll be doing while we'll be reading.
That's
we
it.
Are declaring, we are sending forth His word. Mm-hmm. We're speaking God's word, we're reading God's word, and it's going to be out loud, and so it's going to be over a speaker system. It's going to go out. It's not going to return void.
You got it.
It's not going to return void.
That's right.
And you know what we're going to, and as we are finished, we're going to be happy. Those who are there, those who come, will be blessed. Many will cry. Many will be happy. Many will be joyful. But then what will they do? In verse 12, it says, for you shall go out with joy.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And be led forth with peace. This is a year, the seven also represents shalom, peace. Remember what God said to rest on the seventh day?
That's right.
So seven is the very first number that's mentioned in the Bible, in Genesis. And that's when God said He rested. And He calls that Sabbath, and we're to rest on the Sabbath. If we rest on the seventh day, you know, it's continual. It's not just for one month or out of the year. No, it's every 7 days God has called us to rest. And that gives us joy and peace and strength and strengthens us for the next week. It's important that we would honor. He even told Moses, he says, remember the Sabbath day. Remember it. It's a holy day. It's a set apart day. It's a set apart day to rest and to seek God's presence and to read His word and to, you know, fellowship. So what does He say? He says, you're going to go out. After you read this, when you read your 15 minutes, you're going to go out with joy and you're going to be led forth with peace. It says, the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you unto singing. You're going to sing. You're going to be happy. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. You know, every single thing that God has ever created is made to praise Him.
That's
but
right.
He's gave us the word. He gave people, human beings. He made man in His own image. It says that over there in the first Torah portion that we read this year. How He created man from the dust of the earth. What? In the image of God.
That's right.
And the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit were all there at that time.
That's right.
Jesus was there. He was there at that time in Genesis chapter 1. He was there.
That's right.
So
I was thinking about
time.
A couple other places here about His word. I went over to 1 John chapter 3 because it talks about the law. The law here is really the Torah. In verse 1 it says, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in Him purifieth himself even as He is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law or the Torah. For sin is the transgression of the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to admit these things that our country's doing right now. The bills we passed, you know, it's not an alternative lifestyle. It's sin is what it is. And it says, whosoever abideth in Him sinneth not. That means not, you know, doing something continually. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen Him, neither known Him. Okay? So, these are some interesting things. And I want to go to chapter 5, where I was going, that caught my eye. Chapter 5 here of 1 John is another interesting one about the Word. I'm going to start in verse 1. Whosoever, are you all listening? Are you all whosoever? Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth Him, who? Christ. That beget what? Other believers as well. Loveth Him also that is begotten of Him. So the ones that come, we should love, shouldn't we? We have to learn how to forgive people. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and in this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And so we have to understand this about how important the Word of God is for us to know. Amen?
You know, the Word of God should make you thirsty. I'll go back over here to where you were at.
Okay.
55. It says, lo, the very first verse. It says, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters. See, this is water. This is living water.
That's right.
And he that hath no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. See, it's wine. It's the blood of Jesus. It's the milk. It's the milk of the Word. It's everything we need.
That's everything we need.
It says, you know, well, we don't have to pay for it. It's free. It's a free gift. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread?
That's right.
Is the bread of life. This
Amen.
Is our bread. Jesus is our bread. You know, we have communion every Friday night when we light the Sabbath candles and we welcome in the Sabbath. He says, in your labor for that which is satisfied not. It's just not going to, the things that you buy can't satisfy you. Only the Word of God's going to. It says, hearken diligently unto me, God says, and eat that which is good.
That's right.
What is good? Good is his word. Amen.
Right.
And let your soul delight itself in fatness. See, the fattenness means it's a picture of the richness and the goodness of the Word of God. And then I like this one, because incline your ear. People listen. You have to listen. Shema. The word Shema means hear. Hear what? Hear. Not just hear, but hear and do. It says, incline your ear and come unto me, God says. Hear, and your soul shall live. How do we get salvation? We hear the Word of God, don't we? Mm-hmm. We give forth the Word of God to others, and they hear. You know, who knows how many people might get saved during this Bible reading marathon?
That's right. We've always had a few
touched,
every year.
Or
yeah.
healed, or
yeah.
prayed for sickness.
Mm-hmm.
And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Now, we know David was king, but I kind of like what it says in the next one, because I kind of just like kind of latch on to this. It says, behold, that was the word hey. I have given him for a witness to the people. I think about Donald Trump. Could he be a witness to the people?
Sure.
A leader and a mm-hmm. commander to the people.
That's right.
To what? To make change.
That's right.
To make change, to make this country great again, mm-hmm. to bring it back onto our foundations. What's happened to the foundations? You know, you look at a place that's been ignored for a long time. You know, even grass and dirt covers the foundation. You wouldn't even see, like, the concrete. You, in some places, if you go someplace where, you know, the weeds just kind of crawl over this foundation, mm-hmm. and then the dust falls, and you can't even tell there was anything there.
That's right.
So what do you have to do? You've got to clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need to do. Our country needs a big cleaning up. We need a big super Holy Ghost vacuum cleaner to come down and just clean us up. But, you know, God doesn't just always do that. I don't think he does. He uses people to do things, to go in and to change things and to clean things up. People that are wanting to see, want to go return to the ancient past.
True.
The Bible talks about returning to the ancient past. That doesn't mean you're going to go back and be old-fashioned. No, it means just that you're going to return to the truth. You're going to return to the truth of God's Word.
Amen.
So when you're returning to when the Bible talks about returning to the ancient past, he says, come back and get back on the right track. You wandered off and you're on the wrong track, and you're out there where the weeds and the briars and all the things that are going to cause problems, kill, steal, and destroy. You're out there where the enemy's at, where he's attacking you on your right and your left.
Yeah.
And, you know, but you got to come back. You got to return from whence you came. You got to return to your first love. That's key right there. The Bible, the Word of God, should be our first love. We need to all return to our first love.
That's right.
Well, I want to give the telephone number once more, and then I'll give it again. So if you'd like to sign up for the Bible Reading Marathon, please call us. I'll explain it to you. I'll send you information. It's area code 772-285-7007. That's 285-7007.
That's good.
Amen.
Now, thinking about the Word, I think about the Gospel of John. Now, John was the one by the Holy Ghost that put this word, the Word, and everybody knows from what he declared by God mm-hmm. that the Word was Yeshua himself. And I thought about verse 14 here
Amen.
In chapter 1. And the Word, this is Yeshua, was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So, and the Word, the total concept of God was the Word. Huh? That's what it is. It's the total concept of God was made what? Was flesh. And then verse 1 of chapter 1 is incredible. In the beginning, Donna's been talking about that, the Beersheet. In the beginning was the Word, Okay. In the beginning was the Word. This is Yeshua, huh? And His Word. And the Word, Yeshua and His Word, was with God. And the Word, Yeshua and His Word, what? Was God. Now, the word here in this verse is the word logos in the Greek. It's the written word that God gave. But I looked at this the other day, thinking about this when we were talking about it. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. That little word with right there, with God, is a Greek word pronounced pros. It's P-R-O-S. It means to be in a face-to-face relationship with God Almighty, and the Word, what? Was God. So the Word, so it's amazing how John came up with that word, and it's all through the Bible about the Word. So when I see something about His Word, we know it's about Yeshua. And so He's the one that gave all this. And if we read on now, we'll see why this is so true. Now verse 2 says, the same was in the beginning with God. This is Yeshua in His Word. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Mm-hmm. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Mm-hmm. He was not the light. He wasn't Yeshua, was he? But was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Mm-hmm. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. This is what's incredible. You know, we got two things we talk about sometimes. In Romans chapter 1, we have no excuse for not knowing God. We have, first of all, we see his creation, everything that he made. And the other thing is our conscience that he gave us. Now, verse 11, he came unto his own people, Yeshua did, and his own received him not. But I like verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power, the dunamis power, to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And then verse 13, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh. It wasn't a relationship between a man and a woman, and it wasn't of blood, nor of the will of man, what? But of God. It was a spiritual thing. It's like the circumcision that we have. It's not a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing. And then the verse we just read, and the Word, Yeshua, he was made flesh and dwelt, right? Tabernacle. We just went through tabernacles among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So John 1:1 is a very interesting verse. Now, while we're talking about John there, I want to go over to, we got a few more minutes, I want to go over to 1 John with you for a moment. You can turn your pages, and we'll let Donna share a couple of things, and she wants to give the phone number out again. But I want to go to 1 John with you. These letters, you know, he wrote a gospel, but he also, glory be to God, wrote three epistles. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, listen to this. That which was from the beginning. Here's the same word that we just read over in the Gospel of John. He was in the beginning. Bereshit. Which we have heard. They heard him with their ears. Which we have seen with our eyes. They saw him. Which we have looked upon. And our hands have handled. They touched the word, huh? Yeshua. Handled of what? The word of life. This is talking about Yeshua. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and shew unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. Woo! That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ, or Yeshua HaMashiach. And all these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declared unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. So it's the Word. That's why the Word is so important. This is our foundation. This is everything we need to know. Everything we need. If we spend more time in here, we wouldn't need counseling and stuff that we see people do. This is the Word. Put it in your heart. Obey what it says. Look at it. Every time I read it, I say, Lord, this is an area right here. I could use some change myself. And you know, he came to change mankind. He began to change our heart, to think a different way, to think like God does and not like man. And so he came to bring that change. And so we just love you, Father, for sending your Son. And then verse 7 down here says, but if we walk in the light, who's the light? Yeshua. As he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Because we've all sinned and missed the mark. We've all sinned and missed the mark, the glory of God. And then verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just. He's going to justify us, to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. So we've all failed at one time. Amen?
Amen.
I love it.
Amen.
So there's a lot in here about the word of God, isn't it? So we need this word more than anything else.
Yes.
God gave us this marvelous book. Think about it. God has preserved this book that we have in front of us. I think about the King James Bible from 1611 down to now. He's preserved his holy word. It's not, you know, a lot of men's change it. They come up with their translations and all.
Uh-huh.
But this is the true translation.
Uh-huh.
It has not been modified, has not been changed. And God warns us in his word not to add to or take away from the word of God. If we do, you read Revelation chapter 22 at the end, you find out it's not too good what will happen if we
That's
do that.
That's right.
Go ahead, Pastor Donald.
We're just about running out of time, Pastor Gene.
Yeah.
I want to mention it once more. It's just make sure you go out and vote. We're praying today, right now, from 12 o'clock until 6 o'clock this evening. So come. We're praying for families. We're praying for the election. You know, your voice, your vote is
That's
your
right.
voice. And we should be speaking out for what's right and what's right, and speaking out what's for righteousness. Your vote is your voice. So you can speak what you think and what you feel about things according to the Word of God. And if you're a Christian, you need to line things up with the Word of God.
That's
Amen.
Right. Vote biblically. Yes.
Vote biblically. That's right. Not for personalities, but for truth. Truth. That's what we need. We need truth in the inward man. The Bible
Amen.
Says that. You know, he hates murder. He hates murder.
That's right.
And so, you know, I've run out of time. We're having this Bible reading marathon this coming the 11th. So please call us. We'd love to get you on the chart to read for 15 minutes. Please tell your friends. Give me a call. I'd be glad to get some more information out to you and or anybody you'd like to get information out to. So this is Pastor Gene and Donna Hilton. We're blessed to be on this program every Saturday, Lord willing, from 12 until till 1 p.m. You can also listen to this again on WCNO.com and just go to the program guide and you can find us on Saturday, Raising the Standard at 12 o'clock. So the number here in Stuart, Florida, and we also have services tomorrow. And we'll, like I said, we're praying now. Call area
Hallelujah.
Code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007. Amen.
So we mentioned up front, you know, God gave the name of this program, Raising the Standard. The standard's in this book that I got
That's
before
it.
Me. This, we don't deviate from this, and if we don't, we'll be blessed in everything we do. So as we close this program every week, we hope you were blessed with what you heard
Amen.
Today. Not because of Don and I, but because it's the Word of God. So we tell you to look up, because your redemption draweth nigh
yes.
every day. So what do we say, Pastor Don?
Shabbat shalom, Sabbath peace, and rest.
We are
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of prophecy.